on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Investigations are underway into the cause of a fire at an industrial unit in Maidstone, which is being treated as suspicious. At its height, around 40 firefighters were needed to tackle the flames on Birchhold Road at the Integra Business Park. Chris Smith is the incident commander from Kent Fire and Rescue.
Priority is to return to normal operating to get the occupiers who've had damage back into their units so they can assess and start rebuilding, making sure that the smoke that's penetrated adjacent units is vented out.
You can see pictures and video from the scene at kentonline.co.uk. Meantime, a barn has been destroyed in a suspicious fire near Tunbridge Wells. Crews were called to the Lower Green Road in Rustall just after 2 this morning and managed to stop the flames from spreading to nearby buildings.
KMFM News.
The father of a man who shot dead 49 people at a gay club in Orlando has accused the venue of being partially to blame for the massacre. Sadiq Mateen believes security wasn't good enough and that his son should have been neutralised sooner. 29-year-old Omar Mateen killed 49 people and injured 53 others during his rampage. His dad also blames police for taking too long to act.
Why the law enforcement came so late? They should have neutralised them quick. They should have used some kind of tear-creating type of bomb or shoot the gas. To neutralise him quick, this would not have happened.
9 suspected migrants are being questioned by immigration teams after being found in the back of a lorry near Sandwich. They were discovered in a truck on the A256 roundabout on Dover Road last night. It's not known yet where they're from, but follows the rescues of several groups of people in boats on the channel in recent weeks.
KMFM News.
More British police officers trained in football disorder are being deployed to France ahead of the Wales match. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, briefed the Cabinet on the move, including the deployment of additional British Transport Police officers on train services. It follows a request from the French authorities. Speaking in the Commons, she urged England fans to behave.
Mr. Speaker, I am confident all the measures we in the French are taking will help, but I would conclude by echoing the England captain and manager who've urged fans to stay out of trouble. The penalties for individuals and for the teams they support could be severe if there is more violence in the days ahead.
2 World War II machine guns and ammunition have been stolen from the Isle of Sheppey. Police say the weapons have been fully deactivated and couldn't be made live again. They're reportedly taken from outbuildings on Thornhill Road in Warden over the weekend.
KMFM News.
A new study has found planet Earth is the second worst light polluter in the UK. The Campaign to Protect Rural England says only the Tutter Steel in South Yorkshire gives off more light than the massive greenhouse complex in Kent. Hilary Newport from the CPREs told KMFM bosses there need to do something about it.
Well, it's wasted energy. If Planet Earth could be doing more to reflect the light and keep it back within its own buildings, they'd be saving energy and we wouldn't be suffering from such needless light pollution.
They've also found Dartford's the biggest light polluter in Kent, with transport links like The Crossing being blamed. If you donate blood, you'll now be sent a text when it goes to save or help a patient in hospital. NHS Blood and Transplant say they need just under 200,000 new donors this year and hope the text will encourage more of us to sign up. Nicola Barnes from Stroud gives blood and got a message last time to say it had been used to help someone in Birmingham.
It made me feel like I was actually doing something good to help save a life. It's really easy to book an appointment. You can do it by phone, online or get an app, and they always thank you and everyone's really lovely and friendly.
And it looks like Kent could be hit by more heavy rain over the next few days. The Met Office have got weather warnings in place until Thursday. The far west of the county is likely to be affected by downpours until 10 tonight and then again tomorrow. Most of Kent's likely to be affected later in the week.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Russia have been given a suspended disqualification from Euro 2016 by UEFA. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Tom.
Well, it means Russia will be thrown out of the tournament if there's a repeat of fan violence inside the stadium at any of their remaining matches. Trouble broke out after Saturday's 1-1 draw with England in Marseille. Russia have also been fined just short of £119,000. Cricket and rains delayed the start of play in Kent's one-day cup game against Somerset. The visitors won the toss and will bowl when the match does get underway. And the Spanish courts ordered over 200 blood bags from a huge doping scandal to be handed over to authorities for investigation. An appeal against the evidence being destroyed has been successful, allowing the World Anti-Doping Agency, cycling bodies and the Italian Olympic Committee to study them. 10 years ago, bags seized at the offices of a doctor revealed top cyclists had cheated. He also claimed he worked with athletes from other sports.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.